honest. But what we're doing is, off the back of Women's Conference, we're going to continue with our theme of girl power. So we have an amazing message this morning. So could you please welcome Pastor Rachel Huckle as she tells us on the day.
Thank you. Is that working? Yeah, that's working well. Actually, I might swap. Great. It's awesome to see so many people here. I wonder actually if you could just turn around and just look at our church. This is our church. And it's just amazing just to see us full of life. So I'm going to start off the new series this morning. And our new series is on praise. And I think we do well as a church. I think we are great at praising. When I go into pre-service prayer, I love just lifting our voices up to Jesus. We clap, we praise, we dance. I mean, we're not as crazy as David in the Bible, who danced in his underwear in public. But we do like to praise in our church, and I think it's awesome. And it's actually a bit difficult as the preacher when I'm speaking on praise, but as a preacher, you can't lift your voice too much in the praise and the worship because you know that your voice will go when you preach. So what we can do in that situation, if you don't completely speak the language, is you can praise with a response of your heart, a response with your hands, a response with your clapping, a response in whatever way you can. And that's what we did in the pandemic. We weren't limited by the fact that we couldn't sing. We still went on and we praised Jesus. And we can do that anywhere, however. But I do love actually singing to Jesus. I do love lifting my voice in every single way. And it feels sometimes when we praise together, it feels like we're like an army moving together. It really feels like we're part of something. There's almost like a momentum that takes hold when we're all praising together, when we're all lifting our voices, when we're responding to Jesus. It's like something is happening. It's like a propelling, a moving forward. And so today, the title of my message is Advancing by Praise. So we are going to advance by our praise. And so in the Bible, what's really, really interesting is the word salvation appears 164 times in Scripture, but praise appears 248 times. 150 of those are in the Psalms. And so I really believe actually praise is a real truth. We're saved, but we're not saved so that our life is awful now and so that we miss a connection with Jesus now and then we die and we go to heaven and that's all great. We're actually saved so that we can live in relationship with Jesus now. And one of the ways we can do that is through praise. One of the ways we can discover who we were meant to be is by actually praising the name of Jesus. So I'm going to start off this morning by saying, find your identity. So did you know that when you know who you are, nothing can have a hold on you? No situation, no circumstance, no thing that's going through your head, no fear, no anxiety, nothing can hold you back. And Jesus says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And Jesus says that nothing is impossible for you. If you have that faith the size of a mustard seed, nothing is impossible for you. But how do we get that faith? By knowing who we are, by knowing who we are in Jesus. When we know who we are and when we have that identity, we can advance. We can move past any mountain that's put in our way. It doesn't matter what's been put up to kind of get us off a path. That mountain can actually leave. There's nothing that can be impossible when we're advancing through knowing our identity and through knowing the name of Jesus. So I want to start off by saying, know your identity. And praise is part of our design. As I said before, it's 248 times in Scripture. It's about praise. There's the Psalms where you see all these songs of praise to our God. The songs where different psalmists and David are just lifting up the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 43, verse 21, it says, "The people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise." God actually formed us so that we can praise. It's part of how we were wired. It's part of how we were made to praise. It's a truth of coming back to who we are in Jesus, actually being able to praise, being able to lift our voices, being able to come out of ourselves and actually with thankful hearts moving towards Jesus. And actually, this is in the New Testament as well. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." So we are God's chosen people. We are a royal priesthood, but we've been called out of a place of darkness and we've been called into a place of light. And it is through the praises of his name. So that you may proclaim the praises of him. So if we want to stay out of darkness and we want to move towards the light, we need to proclaim that name. We need to proclaim and we need to praise the name of Jesus. It's part of our identity to literally move from a place where we were in darkness, when we might have been in darkness in our mind, in our hearts, in our emotions, in however we've been and wherever we've come from. It's part of our identity to move out of that, to move towards the light, and to stay in the light by proclaiming and praising. This verse is saying, we are actually called to do this. We're called as part of our identity to praise the name of Jesus, to praise him. It just in everything we do. In Psalm 8 verse 2, it says, "Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger." It's through the praise of children and infants. So children are vulnerable. Children aren't self-conscious, but they're vulnerable. But God's literally saying that actually through the praise of these vulnerable children, that is what you have established to actually hold back the enemy. That is the stronghold against the enemy. When those children lift up their praise, when the vulnerable lift up their praise, that means the enemy has no hold. It doesn't say, what I find interesting about that verse, it doesn't say when all the strong people praise, and actually I think there's such a benefit in that, but I think the verse is so powerful because it's actually saying when the children who are the most vulnerable in a battle, the most vulnerable to attacks, but when they lift up praise, when they come back to their true identity, and what's interesting about children is that they're not self-conscious. They just go for it. But when these children and infants lift up that praise and establish that praise, then a stronghold against your enemies is established. It actually silences the voice of the enemy. So your praise, your singing, your praise, it helps you find your identity in Jesus. It helps you go from that darkness into the light when we proclaim the name of Jesus. And it helps us actually stay there and not go back to the darkness, but to actually live in that light. So we proclaim the name of Jesus. And it means that the enemy doesn't have a hold on our minds. And the enemy doesn't have a hold on our hearts. And this has been one of the keys in my life. And I've had times where I've felt different things inside, different levels of anxiety, different things going on in my head and my life. But I know that when I switch on my praise, when I switch on my worship music, and I go from song to song to song to song, I know that turmoil silences. And at the start, when I used to do this, it used to take quite a long time for that voice to be, to the voice of the enemy to be silent in my life. I used to go on these long, long, long prayer walks, constantly praise and worship, just to calm my thoughts, to calm my mind, to calm my emotions, to calm everything that was going on inside. And now I know that it only takes me one or two songs now. And then I'm in the presence of Jesus. And I know that nothing that's going on in my head can impact me. I know that nothing of the darkness can take a hold of my mind. My mind is being renewed because I'm praising. My mind is being renewed because I'm actually engaging in praise music, in song, in actually a heart cry to Jesus, in saying, you know what, I'm not going to stay where I've been. I'm going to move towards my true identity. I know that a mountain can be moved by faith. I know that nothing is impossible. So when I move into the praise, when I move into who I was truly meant to be, who I was formed to be, that relationship with Jesus, I know that voice is going to silence in my head, and I'm coming back to my true identity. And so David in Psalm 40 verse 3 says, "He's given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he's done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord." And you'd think in this psalm that David had obviously been through a battle and he was winning at life. You would think that at this moment. You would think David must have been through an amazing battle. God's put a new song in his heart. He's probably not going through another battle. But in actual fact, this verse was taken when David was in another pit. And instead of focusing on the pit, the darkness that he's facing in his circumstances, he says instead, you know what, actually, I'm praising God. God's given me that new song to sing. And even though his circumstances were awful at this moment, if you read the rest of the psalm, you'll hear it. If you read verse 11 to 17, you'll see that actually David is crying out to God because he's not in a good situation at that point. But he starts off the psalm. He can start off the psalm saying, many will see what God has done in his life and be amazed. Through his life, they will trust in God. They will trust in the Lord. And he wasn't on top of the world. He was believing for things. He was actually, just in that pit. But he responds to that by saying, I'm going to put my trust in the Lord. And actually, people around me are going to see that and be amazed at God, because I know that God is good. I know that God is good over my circumstances. I know that God is good, and I'm going to praise the name of Jesus. In Psalm 42, verse 5 and 6, and it's repeated in verse 11, David is saying, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. When we're discouraged, when our hearts are overwhelmed, when our hearts are sad, it's time to put our hope in God. It's time to praise him again. The psalmist is saying that I will praise him again. Even though I'm discouraged right now, I will praise him again, because I'm going to go from to my true identity, one of connection, one of relationship, where I'm praising him, where I'm praising the name of Jesus. So I want to say, firstly, find your identity. Find your identity through praise, and you will advance. You will advance out of anything. Nothing will be impossible. No inner turmoil will be impossible to move, because you're finding who you are meant to be through praising Jesus. And secondly, I want to say, speak life. So when God created the world, he spoke the world into existence. And we all were created in God's image. That means that actually our words have power. Our words have life. When we speak, we create. So we get to choose whether we speak good or we speak bad. My parents follow this course, and it's called the Blessings Course. And it's where they bless everyone in their community. They bless their neighbors by name every single day. they bless people. So they go around, they have five people where they say, I bless them to know Jesus. I bless them to reach their full potential. I bless them to have life and health and all of those things. And they speak that every single day over those people. And after a year or so of doing that, we found out that one of the neighbors had actually become a Christian randomly. It's amazing. She's an amazing Chinese lady, and what she'd done is she just walked into a church and said, "I felt drawn to Jesus," and she was on the list that my parents were speaking life over every single day and saying, "We bless her to find Jesus. We bless her to have a relationship with Jesus." So how powerful is blessing? How powerful are our words? If they can create that life, if someone can find Jesus through that just be drawn to Jesus through people speaking every day blessing over them, how powerful are our words? And I want to say praise is the same. I want to say when we praise, those words bring life. In James 3:9, and James is talking about when we speak, and he's talking about taming the tongue, actually, and how we speak. He says, he's talking about our voices, our tongue. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who've been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. And I want to say this morning that there is blessing in praising our Lord and Father. In this verse, it says, though sometimes it praises our Lord and Father. And then it says, so blessing is coming out of those people's mouths. So blessing is literally coming out of the people's mouths who are praising God, who are praising our Lord and Father. That means blessing is coming out into their conversations. Blessing is coming out into the room. Blessing is coming out over their life. Blessing is coming literally from their mouths out when they're praising Jesus. And then it says those who curse basically other people, who are basically speaking bad about other people, that means cursing is coming out of their mouth. So James is challenging the church, saying, How can those two things stand in someone's lives? How can someone praise God and blessing flows from them, but then how can they speak badly of someone else who's created in the image of God and then cursing is flowing out of their mouth? In Proverbs 18:20, it says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. So earlier we saw that when we praise, blessing is coming out of our mouth. But we're literally eating what's coming out of our mouth in Proverbs. In Proverbs, it's saying a man's stomach. And in a lot of Jewish thought, the stomach was like the soul. The stomach was just all of the stuff that's going on inside. So when we're speaking, it's actually going in. So in the verse that says we're when we praise our Lord, that's blessing. It means that blessing is going in. We're literally eating blessing. When we're praising our Lord and Father, we're eating blessing inside, and actually we are filled with blessing. But when we're speaking bad of other people, then we're actually eating that inside, and it actually gets inside our soul and inside us. So we can choose whether we bless or whether we curse, whether we praise Jesus or whether we don't. Because actually we can advance by praising, because that blessing goes inside us. That blessing changes us. That blessing gives us life. And it carries on in the next verse, saying death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So those who are blessing God, who are praising God, are literally eating that blessing. They're bringing life. They're bringing life to themselves. They're bringing life to their soul But they're also bringing life to those around them, and they're bringing life to their communities. So I want to challenge you today to speak life. And Jesus has the same thought. It's not about what goes into the mouth that defiles you. You are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth. So that affects your soul, the words that come out of your mouth. So I want to say today to speak life, to speak blessing, and through praise we do that. Through praise, we're putting our focus on God, but there's a transaction that's taking place inside of us. It's a transaction where we're finding our identity, but we're also speaking life. And I know many of you will say, well, it's really hard to constantly praise, to constantly be positive all the time. What about this situation going on in my life? What about this has happened, and I actually need counseling. I need to process this stuff. And I actually think that's okay. In James 3 verse 2, and it's the start of the chapter, says, indeed, we all make many mistakes. For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can't all control our tongues all the time. But I would say to you, If you need to process something, it's good to go to a counselor. It's good to go to a pastor. It's good to have that time where you just let whatever's happened to you come out, and then you can say, I forgive and I'm set free from all of that stuff. I'm going to let go. But I want to challenge you. If you go up to every single person saying about every part of your past, I'd say that's unhealthy, because that is speaking negatively. I think that we could almost look what we're doing most. What's our predominant voice? Is it praising or is it cursing? Are we mainly speaking negatively or are we mainly speaking positively? Are we mainly praising God? And in that, yes, we will have times where we do need someone trusted close by who can help us with situations that have happened in life. But what's the sound of our lives? Is it a sound of praising? Is it a sound of thankfulness, praising God, praising Jesus, blessing? Or is it a sound of negative things that are going on? Because that, as we said before, that goes inside of our lives and our hearts. And what we want to do in life is we want to actually not do that. We want to get rid of all of the obstacles, all of the mountains in our way, all of the things that are causing us problems, actually causing us blockages from seeing God and blockages from relationship with God. We wanna remove that from our lives so that we can actually live in all the blessing of God, live in the favor of God, live in the love of God, live changing our communities, changing just our families, wherever we are. We want to live in that. So we don't want to have those blockages. And to do that, I want to ask you, are you praising more than you're pulling down? Are you praising? Are you praising God? Is blessing flowing into your heart? Are you speaking life? And thirdly, I want to say that praising helps us to know Jesus. It helps us to really find who Jesus is. So Colossians 3 verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And many people will think, well, when you teach, that's how you know the word. And that's true. It says here that the word of Christ actually comes into us through teaching. I mean, it's also through admonishing, encouraging one another in wisdom. But it's also through singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So it's not just teaching. Teaching is an amazing thing, and we should have teaching. It's clear we should have teaching. But when we sing psalms and when we sing spiritual songs, we know more of the word. We know more of Jesus. And it says in John 1 that actually Jesus is the word, that the word became flesh, the word became Jesus. So when we're praising, when we're singing those spiritual songs, those hymns, and we're lifting up Jesus's name, we're actually learning more about him. We're letting that word inside of our hearts, inside of our being, inside of our minds, and we're opening ourselves up to change. We're opening ourselves up to know more of him. And many people will say, well, I don't know much of the Bible, and we want to teach you. We have a foundations course that's actually happening after the service, and Chris is going to take the foundations course, and Chris is an amazing teacher. I just want to say as well, he's an amazing communicator and an amazing teacher. But you can also learn through praising. You can also learn through singing and spiritual songs and having those moments of encountering God. That also lets the word inside your heart. That also lets the word inside your soul, your being, your stomach, inside everything you do. And I want to just encourage you today to do that when you get home. To spend those moments this week just praising. I mean, you may have a song, and I love to do it by song. I love lifting up my voice, and I actually don't have the best voice in the world, but I love it. I just love singing out, however badly it sounds, however out of tune it sounds, however off key it sounds. I love singing. I love lifting up my voice to Jesus, because I think there's something so powerful when we, on our voices, when we lift up the name of Jesus. It's like an authority happens in our lives now, an authority happens on our voice, and I love that. I mean, you may spend some time this week just being in the presence of Jesus. You may want to be a David and dance around your house or your living room or wherever you are. But I encourage you to let Jesus into your life by praise. Go to the Foundations course, go to Connect Group, go to church each week. We learn and we develop. But I want to say, do some homework. Spend some time encountering God this week, encountering him through praising and through blessing. Because when we praise, as I said before, blessing flows into our lives. Blessing flows into our hearts. We're eating blessing inside of us because we're praising, and we're coming back to our full identity. We're coming back to our full identity in Jesus. So I'm going to pray for you. And I want to pray that for those that want to change their life in that, want to go from a place of maybe you've been in a negative place, maybe you've been in darkness, maybe there's inner turmoil or there's stuff going on in your heart, in your life. I want to pray that actually this week that you find Jesus, that actually right now a transaction takes place. A transaction takes place where inside you're filled with blessing. You're filled with more of him. You're filled with the Holy Spirit, so that you're empowered to do everything that you're called to do. And I'm going to pray for those that may feel like they've spoken negatively too much. And actually we're going to leave that behind, and we're going to move towards blessing. We're going to move towards blessing people, and we're going to move towards praising the name of Jesus. Cool. So if you could all shut your eyes, and I'm going to pray for you. Lord, we thank you that you are good, Jesus, and we thank you that you have brought us out of darkness to light. And right now we speak life over every single person here. We speak your life. We say that anything that's holding them back would leave now in the name of Jesus. Any element of fear, anxiety, or darkness would leave in Jesus' name. And we speak your life. We speak your increase. We speak your blessing over every single person here. And we say that actually no plan of the enemy can have a hold of you. We just declare that over every single person. We declare that nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you this week. Nothing is impossible for you to overcome, because we know a higher name. We know the name of Jesus, that every knee will have to bow, every tongue confess. We know a Jesus who can change things, who can move mountains. And we say, Holy Spirit, come and fill us. If you could all actually just put your hand over your heart, and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come and just fill us afresh, fill us anew. So Holy Spirit, come now. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh. Fill us with you, Lord. We want more of you. I pray, Lord, that we would see the gifts of the Spirit as well manifest. We would see you change us in our lives. But Holy Spirit, we invite you into our hearts. We invite you into our lives. We want to be filled with you. We want to be filled with you again. We thank you that you can change things. You can change our lives, and we welcome you to come into our lives today. We welcome you to come in and change us from the inside out and change our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And for those of you that have felt like maybe there's been a sound of negativity, and actually maybe that's really impacted you inside and impacted your soul, and you want to move into the light and you want to move into praising Jesus, so I'm going to pray for you now, and I believe actually today can change things, and I believe today we can move forward. So Father, yeah, forgive us for where we've spoken negatively, for where we've cursed, for where we've spoken about people wrongly, for where we've spoken about you wrongly. Forgive us for all of the negativity that has come out of our mouth, and we actually leave that behind. We leave that behind and we turn towards you. We turn towards everything, everything you have for us. We turn towards praise. We turn towards blessing. We turn towards spending time with you, being with you, all the things of you, and living in the light. We say this week we are going to make a shift towards you. We're going to take a step towards you, a step to speaking life and a step to speaking to health. And as we do that, I pray for blessing to fill every person here's soul and right in the deep parts of our being. I pray for a real blessing that can actually just remove anything that's not of you. Just a blessing of favor, a blessing of overflow, a blessing of more of you, a blessing of just the Holy Spirit in your life now. In Jesus' name. Amen. And one last thing before I go and pass back to Chris. I want to pray for anyone who doesn't know the name of Jesus, or anyone that wants to today commit their lives to Jesus. And this could be that you've never made a commitment to Jesus and you want to say, I want to know you. Or it could be that maybe you've wandered off somewhere. And it might have been a long time ago you made a commitment to Jesus, but you're saying today, I'm recommitting my life to Jesus and I'm going to start afresh today. So if you can all say this with me. Dear Jesus, I thank you that you died for me. I thank you that you rose again. And I choose to follow you. I choose to put my life in your hands. I thank you that you've forgiven me. And I declare that you are Lord. Amen. Amen. And so if everyone could just close their eyes, and only I'm looking, But if you said that for the first time, or you said that because you maybe have wandered off and it was a long, long time ago since you committed your life to Jesus, it's only me looking, but I'd love it if you could make a response and to just raise your hand to me, and I'll just see it and acknowledge it, and I can give you a gift of a Bible, and we can help you along the journey. So if everyone has their eyes closed, that would be great. And so if you did that for the first time, then I'd love you to raise your hand. So after three, one, two, three. Awesome. Great. Cool. So everyone can open their eyes again. Thank you. It's been great having Bob. It's been great speaking to you. And I'm going to invite Chris back.
Come on, when I'm weak, he's strong. When I'm weak, you are strong.